The Association of Ghana Industries, AGI, will on Wednesday engage the Bank of Ghana to discuss matters arising out of the bank's directive to address the dollarization of the economy. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the executive director of the AGI, said Chuma Kwabwa, said the meeting has become necessary because some of the interventions of the bank will have dire consequences on its membership. He was quick to add that the AGI is not opposed to interventions in its entirety. Mr. Kwabwa was hopeful that the meeting will help to broker a win-win situation and to a large extent enhance the national interest. He spoke to Maxwell Yusufu.
In terms of the specific measures, some of them we have different opinions, but we are making effort to meet the governor and Bank of Ghana by Wednesday. The Economic Affairs Committee will be meeting on this, and then I can assure you that once we meet between today and tomorrow, we'll give you a concrete of AGI. But in principle, we are not against the effort being made, but some of the measures being taken, we are not so much in favor.
Can you give us some examples that came to your notice that you think need to be taken a second look at?
Yeah, I mean, one typical example is the fact that if you operate a dollar account or foreign currency account and you have export proceeds, as soon as it lands into your account, within 5 working days, it is automatically converted into cedis. That, for us, is not a very good measure because some of our companies import raw materials. They either export part of the products or they sell them in the local market. For the local market, you generate local cedis. The bit of the exports you do, you probably want to keep those export proceeds to import the raw materials. So if you automatically convert them into cedis, it means that when you are importing or when you are paying for your raw materials, you need now to go and change into cedis into dollar again. And the exchange losses can be quite prohibitive. So the idea is that that particular measure has to be looked at.
From an industry perspective, don't you think that if you really need dollar account, it can be offshore rather than in the commercial banks in the country?
Well, that's another thing we need to discuss, because Ghana is the only country where you can keep two foreign currency accounts. You have offshore and you have the domestic one. Sometimes it doesn't help the economy either. So we need to be discussed in a certain context.
Executive Director of the AGI, Seth Chuma Kwabwa.